Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace right now is meeting the media after picking Kevin White with the number 7 overall.
Impact players in the draft, especially when you're picking in the top 10. That's exactly what Kevin White is. We couldn't be more thrilled right now. This guy's dynamic. He's big. He's strong. He's ultra competitive. If I could stress one word for this player, he's competitive. You see it after the catch. You see it the way he attacks the ball in the air. This is a dynamic playmaker for our offense. I'd probably tell you right now the most excited guy in the building is Adam Gase upstairs. So this is good, guys. This is a big play weapon for us, a competitive and competitive tough player, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him. So with that, I'll take any questions.
And he has a label of being a little bit raw. What are the areas you think are the biggest ones he needs to polish up as he comes to the league?
You know, when I hear that, and I did a lot of work on that, you know, you think about a receiver, when you hear the word raw, you think maybe route quickness or those things. Well, at West Virginia, you know, his route variety, sometimes you question his route variety. I saw every route I needed to see from that player. One of the most difficult routes for a receiver to run is a comeback route. You see that from him. You see it at his pro day. You see it at his workouts. And if you watch enough film on him, you see all that. I mean, this guy's a special athlete. And for his size, I mean, he's big and he runs 4.3 and he's strong after the catch and he's a physical blocker. I mean, he really checks all the boxes we're looking for in a receiver in our offense.
Ryan, last year one of the issues, at least from our observation with the offense, was kind of similar skill sets with the wide receivers and tight end position as far as the receivers. What do you see, Kevin, now as far as maybe differentiating your passing attack?
Well, I like his size. So we got two big receivers with Alshon as well. Eddie Royal can play in the slot. Don't forget Marquise Wilson. This guy can play all over. And really, so I see him as an outside receiver. Well, what's dangerous about this guy, he can catch a quick slant, break a tackle, and go 99 yards. He has that kind of playmaking ability. You see it with wide receiver screens and now routes and things like that where you throw him a little short check down, he's gone.
What was your first impression the first time you ever watched him?
That's a good question. It really is. It's competitiveness and it's playmaker. You know, I love the fire and the energy that he plays with, and you see that on tape. And then you meet him in person. He's one of the guys we brought in here, and he's highly intelligent. He's very confident. We're really jacked about this.
When you had that visit, what were some of the things you wanted to know from him or get from that visit?
I just wanted to get to know his personality, what drives him, you know, what's what his goals are, you know, those things. It's good to hear them talk, feel out his confidence. Then he meets with our coaches, and we can really gauge his football knowledge. We have a whole video quiz we'll take him through, and he hit that out of the park too. So he checked every box we were looking for, and I can't wait for you guys to see him live in person. This is a dynamic playmaker.
He kind of sold himself out of junior college, contacting all sorts of colleges. Did that kind of impress you that he's a kind of a go-getter, self-made man?
Yeah, that whole path. He told that story when he was here, and that is an impressive path that he took. And you just see this guy every year doing climbing. And then this year was just dynamic for him. So it's that was impressive.
You know, John, the history that you did with defensive picks in your past, do you fight instincts at all, or was this an easy pick?
This was an easy pick. It was, again, stay true to our board, take best player available, and let's get a playmaker. Whether it's defense or offense, let's get a playmaker in the top 10, and that's what we did.
Ryan, one of the few knocks that you hear on him is that he only did it at a D1 level for 1 year. Was that a concern at all?
No.
No,
it really was. I mean, we did a lot of studying and a lot of insight on that, and no, it wasn't a concern. When you first hear that initially, hey, you know, you look into that, you look at that closely, but at the end of the day, it wasn't a concern. I mean, he was a consistent producer the entire season, and really, we're jacked about this.
I'm sure you anticipated a variety of scenario possibilities that they had. If you describe what it was like seeing the draft unfold.
You know, being quite honest, it's unfolded exactly how we thought it would, you know, so there really hasn't been any surprises for us thus far. So I'm sure there's some to come, and I'm excited to get back up there and continue to follow it because, you know, who knows what can happen. But right now, there hasn't been any surprises. And when I saw that there was a potential we could get this player, we were really, really excited.
Right. So tons of rumors before the draft with Tennessee and Mariota and Cutler. How active were you in that last hour leading up?
You know, really, in the days and even the hours leading into the draft, there are so many phone calls, guys. I mean, it's in my first year doing it, as a GM, it's even more than I realize. There's phone calls, and I think teams know with us being a new staff, new GM, new head coach, people call about a lot of our players. We call about other players. That's going on way more than you ever realize. So there's calls all over the ballpark that, you know, I think that just occurs this time of the year.
You credited the Cutler a long time ago.
Yes.
But do you think there's any concern that it was reported that you were thinking about moving him to Tennessee?
No.
Any issues with Jay there?
In my mind, we just got Jay another dynamic weapon. That's what I'm excited about. You know, I hope right now he's fired up because we just gave him another powerful weapon. So with this receiving core, I mean, this only adds to Jay's ability to distribute the ball.
Ryan, with Kevin, how does that competitiveness strike a chord with you? When does it jump off?
It jumps off the way he runs routes. I mean, he's a physical route runner. So he'll go attack the ball. There's some people that wait for the ball. He'll go attack the ball in a crowd. His release, guys come up and try to jam him. He's strong, so he can rip through the release. And then really after the catch, he's elusive, but he's also strong. So he's shrugging off tackles. You see competitiveness in the red zone. And then lastly, as a blocker, I mean, this guy's competitive as a blocker. You'll see him drive guys out of bounds. So a lot of receivers don't do that. So this is a competitive, feisty, strong player.
Ryan, you said you had seven guys you were comfortable with at this pick, and you also said it was an easy pick. When your turn came, how many were you choosing?
It's pretty much come off pretty much how we thought it would. So it's we're really choosing maybe between two players at this point. And for us, it was an easy decision with Kevin White. There was a lot of fist pumping and high five going on when we knew this is how it was going to unfold. So
what are reasonable expectations from a fan's perspective, I guess, of what he can produce as a rookie?
You know, I don't want to, you know, put a label on that right now, but this guy, first of all, like I said, after the catch, he's dynamic. He's got great hands. He's strong, he's big, he can run. I mean, he checks all the boxes. So I don't want to put an expectation on him right now, but we're thrilled about this and how Adam Gase will integrate him into the offense. There's a lot of creative things we can do with him. So I'm excited, and I can't wait for you guys to see him in person live too.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.